Amen. If you have your Bible, turn to 2 Timothy chapter number 1. 2 Timothy chapter number 1. The Bible says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, according to the promise of life, which is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and in thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance, that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who hath saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, whereunto I am appointed a preacher, an apostle, and a teacher of the Gentiles, for the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. That good thing which was committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Ghost, which dwelleth in us. I want to preach just a few minutes this morning, if God will be our help, on being committed. Now, brother, I thought Brother Billy was going to take off on this morning in Sunday school, and he hit on it pretty good there on a commitment that we have in Romans chapter 1, how we need to be committed to God, and we wouldn't do the things that people that were unrighteous and ungodly were doing. But as we look at this morning, we see Paul, and he's talking to young Timothy, and Timothy was his dearly beloved. He calls him his son because I guess Paul won Timothy to Christ, and he was ministering and mentoring to him, just like all of us need today. We all need to be ministered to and mentored to through the precious oracles of God. And we'd let God speak to us from the portals of glory, amen? And he will today, if we're just willing to listen. He'll give us something every time we approach him that'll encourage our hearts. And you see, as Paul was encouraging Timothy, praise God, he was encouraging him from his ancestry on up. He was speaking to him of his forefathers. I'm glad we had some forefathers, ain't you? I'm glad we live in a Bible Belt, praise God, here in Western North Carolina. I believe we have a heritage of godliness and people that love God and were seeking his appearance. We were looking to him. We've got grandfathers and grandmothers and mamas and daddies, praise God, in each and every one of our life that we can go back to and we can say, you know what? But Grandma loved the Lord. Or we go back and say, you know, Papa loved the Lord. And we can take that heritage and we can build upon that for God's glory, amen. That's what he does. He just keeps handing down the gospel, handing down, praise God, faith in a liberal fashion today. And we thank him for that. We thank him for the heritage that we have. And he says, he said he greatly desired to see thee because of the tears. I guess Timothy was praying. He was weeping tears. He said, Paul in a letter said, my heart's broken for you. I know what you're going through. I know where you've been. I know the persecution. I know the imprisonments that you've had to deal with. And he was weeping with bitter tears, praise God, that he had said. But he said, and all that, praise God, was that he might be filled with joy. That Paul was filled with joy because of that goodness and that love that Timothy had inside him. That just don't come for naught. That comes from the portals of glory. We have to know God and love the Lord Jesus Christ before we can ever love one another. But once we learn, you say, Pastor, if you say that all the time, praise God, it's the truth. Amen. If you say the truth enough, praise God, people might begin to believe it. But God loves us, praise God, enough he gave his only begotten son that through him we might not perish but have everlasting life. Amen. I'm looking, praise God, for life. Praise the Lord. But he goes on, he said, when I call to remembrance your unfeigned faith. Now, Paul said Timothy had a faith unfeigned. Paul didn't, Timothy, he said, he didn't have a hypocritical faith. He said, Timothy, what you got is the real thing. He said, I know your mama had it, your grandmother had it. And he said, I believe, praise God, that it's in you too. It's not make-believe. It's not put on. It's not something you do on Sunday morning. But it's something you wear like a badge of honor. Praise God, everywhere you go, at unfeigned faith, without hypocrisy, for the world to see. Amen. Praise God. You know what happens when we do that? People begin to see Christ in us, that blessed hope of glory that he talks about in Colossians chapter 1. But we see that he speaks on to Timothy. He said, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So he speaks to Timothy here about what God has put into us and what God will give us if we come looking for it. The reason we don't get anything is because we don't put nothing into it. We don't come to get anything. Praise God. We don't get that pull. We get to the table and we don't pull up and dine. Like a little boy said one time, he's going home and the back seat, mom and daddy's are driving. And the daddy said to the mama, said, well, I didn't get a thing out of that this morning. The little boy said across the seat, said, no wonder, daddy, said, you just put a nickel in. Amen. Amen. You get into it, you get out of it what you put into it. He said, praise God. He said, the Spirit of God is real. The power of God's real. The love of God's real. He said, that soundness of mind that we have, God will put in you. That's that self-control that we need to do the things that bring glory to God. You can't please God if you're out of control. Amen. What's the matter with the world today? About the half of the world is out of control. Somebody say amen right there. About half of the world's lost their mind. They're out of control. They're running here to and fro, like Daniel said, be in the last days, when we ought to be running to Lord Jesus Christ, crawling up close to him, getting as close as we can, praise God. So we be like the beloved John, where we could hear the heartbeat of God. I like to hear the heartbeat of God, don't you? Amen. Praise God. There's nothing as satisfying as hearing the heartbeat of God. He said, Be not therefore ashamed of the testimony of the Lord, nor me as prisoner. He said, hey, listen to me, don't be ashamed of the Lord, and definitely don't be ashamed of me. He said, what I'm going through here, and we touched on this in Romans this morning too. He said, what I'm going through, praise, don't be ashamed of me. He said, praise God, I'm doing for the glory of God. And he said, hey, listen, as these Roman soldiers is coming in here and they're gathering around me, God, praise God, some of them chained to me. I've got the perfect witness, praise God. He said, I've got a captive audience. He said, don't be sad for me. Amen. Somebody said one time when I was preaching out of the lake, said, they'll come get you, arrest you, and put you up there in jail. I said, no, they won't. I said, praise God, if they did, I'd just start a jailhouse ministry. Amen. It wouldn't be long, they'd be cutting me loose. Praise the Lord. They said, we've had enough of that. But the saving of souls. But Paul's telling them here, praise God, he said, don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed of the Spirit of God that's in you. Listen, folks, don't be afraid of the Spirit that lives in you today. If you've been saved, born again by the precious blood of Jesus Christ, don't be afraid of that Spirit that moves in your heart and takes up its abode. Amen. It's precious. It's a treasure to behold. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God. He said, Timothy, you're going to go through some things just like I did. If you look over in back at book of Hebrews chapter 13, verse 23, he talks of Timothy's, it speaks of Timothy's imprisonment. So there was a time and a place when Timothy ended up thrown in the huskow too. Amen. And he was thrown in there because of his faith, because he is preaching the Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody brought up a riling accusation about him. I wonder today in the world that we live, if somebody could bring up an accusation about you and I. And that the faith we have in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. That somebody you work with, somebody in your family, somebody you know real well, could stand and testify in court. But yeah, said they're a strong Christian. They have faith in that man called Jesus. Do they have enough to persuade to you your imprisonment, to put you away for your faith? Amen. Praise God. That's what Paul was telling Timothy. He said, praise God, we ought to be making a commitment to Christ where we can have enough information about us to lock us up for being a child that loves God. Amen. Amen. I say, what's the matter with you, preacher? Say, I'm crazy, all right. I'm crazy about Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm thanking for what he does for me. Amen. Not what he did for me. I praise him for that too. But I thank him every day for what he's doing for us. Not just me, but us. He's hearing and answering prayers, praise God. He's moving in our midst. He's touching the sick. He's bringing feet people up, praise God. Even sometimes when doctors have just said, you know what, I don't know what to do. Praise God, Jesus does. Amen. Amen. Even when sometimes we get to the place that we don't even know how to pray.
Amen.
Amen. I mean, you get to the place you don't even know how to pray. You don't know what to ask for. You say, Lord, do I want you to heal me or just take me home? Come on. Amen. Amen. But the Spirit of God that lives in us, praise God, he touches base with the throne room of grace. And God touches you one more time. And then you just stop and praise. Glory, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. God delivers again. Amen. Amen. Oh God, sometimes we just got to stop and thanks and praise him for what he's doing and what he's done. Amen. Said, who saved us? He called us with a holy calling. Amen. Not according to our works. See, it ain't about what me and you do. Amen. For we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath ordained from the beginning that we should walk in them. He said, you begin to get try to do good works, but it's just things of the flesh. But he said, you get saved, get born again, get Jesus in your heart. Begin to make that commitment to him, and he begins to do things through you. He begins to use you, and he begins to get glory out of it all. Amen. Praise God. That's the difference between just doing it and being committed to it. Amen. Praise God. That's what makes the difference. Praise the Lord. He said, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ. That's the show clearly. Amen. That's what that means. Now made manifest. He said, it's out in the open. It's not hidden. It's not a mystery no more. We know who our Savior is. We know who our Redeemer is. We know what Christ done for us on the cross of Calvary. We know the suffering that he endured for me and you. We realize that we're old sinners, praise God, and he was a perfect, righteous Savior who died on the cross of Calvary for our sins, shed his blood for you and I so that we could go free. Amen. Praise God. He was our propitiation. That's what Brother Billy was trying to say this morning. Propitiation. That's a tough word. Amen. But that means, praise God, he was the price that was paid for you and I. He became sin for us. So he that knew no sin became sin for us. Praise God. So that we might be set free. He said, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. He said, it's through the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, that we come to understand and know who he is. The light's been turned on, praise the Lord. You know what's wrong about half of America today? They're running around in darkness, and they don't even realize it. Amen? You say, what's it going to take, Pastor Jeff, to change that? It's going to take me and you being illuminated in their presence. Amen? They're going to have to see Christ in us, that blessed hope of glory, and realize that there is hope. There's a whole many of this world don't have any hope. They're searching and looking for God. They want the government to come along and take care of them. You know, to give them this and give them that. Amen. They want the free stuff. Amen. There's nothing free in this world. Somebody has to pay for it. Amen. Somebody told me the other day, said, well, they just need to take everything away from the rich. Amen. The rich are the ones that create the jobs. Amen. People that are motivated, people that put themselves out there, they're creating jobs for us. And if you get good Christian bosses that love the Lord Jesus Christ and they take care of you, they take care of their business, praise God, and they uplift God Almighty, that's what the world needs. Amen. They need people, praise God, that's willing to come in and get their hands dirty, go to work, praise God. And we need people to go to work in the field. He said the fields are wide already to harvest, but the laborers are few. Amen. Praise the Lord. You got a few people out there that's the funding things and helping to get people out there to try to build and build the church of the living God. To give us what we need, praise the Lord, that we don't have right now. Because Jesus Christ is manifest and he needs to be manifest to the whole world. Illuminate it, praise God, so the light will come on and everybody can recognize the Savior who is Christ the Lord. Amen. We're getting ready to go into holiday season just a little bit. We celebrate Christmas and we say it was the birth of Jesus Christ. Amen. The Savior of the world. Amen. That needs to illuminate across the world. Praise God, that they can see that there was a Savior born in Bethlehem. He grew up, praise God, and at 33 and a half years old, died for the sins of the world, your sins and mine, their sins as well. Amen. But we need that help from the Lord today. He was made manifest. And He abolished death. He brought life. He's offered immortality. Pray God, through the gospel. Amen. That good news of Jesus Christ, our Savior, manifest to a lost and a dying world. He said, whereunto I am appointed a preacher, an apostle, and a teacher of Gentiles, for the which cause I also suffer these things. But now watch this. He said, nevertheless. He said, even though I've had to go all, through all the suffering I have. Amen. Paul wasn't, the Bible tells us that Paul wasn't a well man. Paul had afflictions. Paul was almost blind. He had an eye disease. That's why Dr. Luke would go with him everywhere he went and lead him by his hand at times and take him and help him get from one place to another place. That's why Dr. Luke or another Emmaus would write down the words that Paul had to say. That's why one time in Corinthians, Paul said, I see how large a letter I write with my own hand. He said, there's nobody here to write it, but the Holy Ghost of God stirred in my heart, and I felt need to pin her down so you could have it. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's afflictions, it's sorrows. He said, but nevertheless, he said, I am not ashamed. Amen. He said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. He said, I'm not ashamed of Christ. I'm not ashamed of what I've been going through, praise God. I'm not ashamed of the road I've walked. I'm not ashamed for the trials I've been through. I'm not ashamed, praise God, because Jesus loves me. This I know. Amen. A simple song that every child in America ought to know. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, for I know whom I have believed. Now notice there's no end there. He didn't say, I know whom I have believed in. He said, I know who I have believed. He said, it's firm, praise God. He said, there's no doubt in it. He said, I know whom I have believed. He said, I believe Jesus. I believe the gospel. I believe what I'm preaching. I believe what Jesus told me to preach. I believe what Jesus is telling me to preach, praise God. I believe it with all my heart, and I want you to believe it too. Amen. Praise the Lord. I believe it today. Do you? Amen. You believe, praise God, that Jesus loves you? You believe He died for you, praise God, so that you could be saved? Amen. Amen. Brought out of that awful, he said he abolished death and brought life, praise God. Immortality to light. Amen. Praise God. Immortality. No more mortal, praise God. Beyond mortality, praise his name. Amen. He said, for I know whom I have believed. And this is what he said, and am persuaded, praise God. Paul said, I've got a blessed assurance in my soul. He said, I'm persuaded, an assurance, a deep, settled assurance, praise God, of what I know and what I believe and what God has told me. What I'm sharing with you, he said, I'm sure of it. Amen. In other words, praise God, if it was a check, I'd tell you, Paul would say, if it was a check, I'd tell you, just go ahead and take it to the bank and deposit it. It's good. Amen. Praise the Lord. Bless his holy name. He said, I'm persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Now notice what Paul says here. He said, I know and I'm persuaded. He said, I know what I believe. I know whom I believe. I know what God says. He said, I believe it. He said, I'm persuaded of it. I'm assured of it. I'm confident in it. I'm unwavering in what I'm telling you. Amen? Are you unwavering today? Are you settled in it? Praise God. Are you confident? Are you persuaded in it? Man, we need to be persuaded. We need to be settled. We need to be assured that Jesus Christ is Lord. Praise God. To the saving of our souls. Amen. Amen. Said He's able. Said I'm persuaded. I'm sure. I've got assurance that He is able. Jesus. Amen. He said that He is able. He said, I've got a confidence. Praise God. That he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him. He's talking about that commitment that he made. Have you made that commitment to him today? Amen. I know about being committed, making a commitment. He said, hey, listen, I know who I believed. He said, I've made that commitment. I'm persuaded. I know he's able to keep that. See, I've made a commitment to him. He said, I've committed. What have you committed? I've committed my life to Christ. Amen. My life is no longer mine. My life belongs to Christ. And I've committed my life to Him. My life is in His hands. Amen. Amen. Have you made that commitment? Amen. It's time to make that commitment. Praise the Lord. It's time to move away from self and self-confidence to a confidence in the Lord. Praise God. Let me just show you something. Look at Psalms chapter 37. Psalms chapter 37. The psalmist says this. I don't know how many times I've preached this out of this psalm. You could never preach it out. But in Psalm 37, verse number 4, well, verse number 3, the psalmist says this. He said, trust in the Lord and do good. So now how do we know how to do good? By trusting in the Lord. Amen? See, God answers all our questions. Praise God. He said, trust in the Lord and do good. We trust in the Lord and He'll help us to do good. Hey, is it ever right to do evil? Isn't it always right, always timely to do good? Amen. It's time to do good right now. So He said, trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land. Now that dwell means to take possession. It means to come into. Amen. It means to take possession of the land. He said, praise God. He said, if you'll trust in the Lord and you'll begin to do good, He said, praise God, you can take the land. Amen. Ain't it time to take back America? Ain't it time to take back our homes? Ain't it time to take back our families? Ain't it time to take back our heritage? Ain't it time to move forward for God? Ain't it time to quit playing around with the world today and commit ourselves to Lord Jesus Christ, put our faith and trust in Him? Amen. Do good. Praise God. Trust in Him and you'll do good. Praise God. Trust in Him and you'll dwell in the land. And verily thou shalt be fed. Lord said, I'll take care of you. He said, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. And Jesus just gave them a list. Food, raiment, clothing, a roof over your head, all the things that you would need. Jesus said, put your trust in the Lord. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, what's right in the eyes of God. And He said, I'll take care of you. You say, well, preacher, I don't know about all that. Amen. You praise God. You don't know the God I serve. Amen. If there's any failing in that, it's on my part, not His. Because I just don't have the faith, my righteousness ain't, praise God, what it ought to be. My right standing in the eyes of a holy God. Amen. You're not me to check up yours too. We all have room for improvement. Amen. He goes on verse number 4, and he said, delight thyself also in the Lord. Wonder who our delight is in today. Man, we have so many things that we chase after for pleasure. Oh, me. Amen. So many things that run ahead of us that take our focus off the Lord. Come on. Amen. Every one of us. He said, delight thyself in the Lord. He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. I wonder what our heart's desires are. Well, I'd like to have a new bass boat, and I need a new rifle. Deer season's coming up, and we got wish lists, don't we? Amen. What is your heart's desire today? Now, my heart's desire, praise God, I want to be found pleasing to the Lord. I want to do as much as I can for Him while I can, because there'll come a day that I can't. Amen. But praise God, I want to be found praising the Lord and giving God glory and witness to somebody. Trying to lead somebody to Christ, trying to point somebody in the right direction. That's the desires of my heart. So He said, you shall have that. He said, delight thyself in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. But then He says, verse number 5, commit thy way unto the Lord. Amen. Commit thy way, your way to the Lord. Now I was reading that, and I was studying on that, I was pondering on that, and I was trying to figure out just exactly how to explain that. And George come over yesterday, and he was piddling around outside, and I was in the study, and he was measuring his tractor and the trailer and trying to figure out whether it would fit. Amen. And he finally got the measure and figured out he'd fit. And he had like a high for 3/4 inch on each side to spare. So he's going to have to be pretty tight. It's going to be pretty close. And I thought about this verse. He said, commit thy way unto the Lord. So let me just give you a little scenario here of a tractor and a trailer. Amen. The old redneck scenario that we can all get a hold of, take home with us. Amen. So he takes that tractor and he pulls it up on that trailer. Because what he's got, just as Jim is doing, and there's not much space, there's no room for error. Amen. The Bible said that the way of salvation is straight and narrow. He said it's a narrow way. He says a broad road that leads to destruction, and many go in thereat. But he said there's a narrow way, and few go in thereat. But there's just a narrow space, and we got to get it on there. So you take that tractor, and you get that trailer just right, and you line it up straight, and you pull it up on there, because you've got to get to from point A to point B in a safe manner. Amen. Are you with me? Have I lost anybody yet? I need to repeat. Amen. So you pull that tractor up on the trailer. Amen. Because he said, commit thy way unto the Lord. He said, so you've put that, once that tractor leaves the ground, praise God, that tractor is committed to that trailer. Amen. Because that trailer hopefully is going to get it from point A to point B. And so you get that thing on there just as safe as you can, just as easy as you can. You get it lined up just perfect. You get it on there. And then then what do you do? He said, amen, who said that? Praise God, you strap it down. Amen, said you take chains and binders, praise God, and you bind that tractor to the trailer so that it's there, so it's not going to move. It's not going to go nowhere because you've done made a commitment. You've done committed that poor old tractor onto that trailer, and it's got to go to point A to point B, praise God, with the help of the good Lord. And if it's not on there, praise the Lord, if it's not committed, if it's not straight, not centered, it's not anchored down, it'll fall off. Amen. Just like that. Amen. But that's what happened to us too if we're not committed. You've got to make a commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ. That's Paul was telling Timothy. He said this world is full of sorrows, death and dying and darkness. But praise God, if you make a commitment to the Lord, He'll take care of all that. Amen. That just as sure as that old Ford will run that George has got, he'll hook that trailer and it'll go from point A to point B, and that tractor will be on that trailer when he gets there. Now God's going to bless that because He's going to help a handicapped, a crippled fella, and that's to go get fix their driveway. So God will bless that. God will honor that. Amen. Because He's made that commitment, because He's put it on there and He's been careful with it and He's anchored it down where it can't move. Amen. He can go from point A to point B. But He said, you've got to make that commitment. Praise God. He said, commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in Him. That's where the faith comes in. So, man, you made a commitment, and then you put your trust in Him. You say, what? God is with me. He promised to never leave me. So He's going to be with me. And you trust Him. Amen. Trust Him with everything. Hello? And we do that. Now listen to me. A lot of times we say, well, preacher, I trust Him with this. But you know, ain't some things I just got to take care of. No, you need to trust Him with everything. Trust the Lord with everything. Put everything in. It all belongs to Him. Everything in this universe, bro, we're just borrowing it for a while. Amen. Even the house I live in over on 187 Pinebrook, praise God, it belongs to the Lord. I'm just borrowing it here. Amen. Praise God. Well, it belongs to the Lord and the government. And maybe you don't pay your taxes, they'll come get it. But praise God, I'm just borrowing it here. He said, trust in the Lord, and He shall bring it to pass. See, God will make it happen. Amen. What is it? We commit ourselves, and then we trust the Lord, and He'll make it happen. I wonder one day, what do you need God to make happen in your life? Now, the whole world is looking for peace and joy and happiness. Wouldn't that be something to have in your life? Well, God says if we'll commit ourselves, if we'll trust in Him, said He'll bring it to pass. He said, I'll give you that peace and joy and happiness. And then I'll make your life full. I think everybody in here today would like to have that. Amen. Well, what do you got to do? Just commit yourself to the Lord. He said, he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light. Now, our righteousness is as filthy rags. Amen. That's what the Bible says. Like the rags that used to bind the wounds of lepers. Filthy and nasty, got to be thrown away. They can't be recycled. Amen. He said, that's what our righteousness is. But listen to what God says. He said, if we'll commit and we'll trust him, he said, he'll bring the peace, our peace, peace, joy, and hope. He'll give us those things that we desire. He said, he'll bring forth our righteousness, thy righteousness, your righteousness, as a light. Amen. He said, even though our righteousness is rags, he said, the righteousness that we have is the righteousness of Christ. And he said, he'll manifest Christ through us in such a way that they'll see that we're right with God. Amen. That ought to be our heart's desire, ought to be our goal today. That's why we ought to being committed means to being right with God in our walk, in our essence, how we live. Praise God. He said, in verse number 7 said, to rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. He said, just depend actively on the Lord, praise God, that God's promised and God will do this. That's believing in faith. You know, the Bible says, if we ask anything in faith, believing, we shall receive. If we just try throw it out there nonchalantly and we don't believe what we're praying, amen. I'll just tell you, praise God, we've been praying for Brother Bill. God give him some peace, give him some comfort. Amen. I pray with earnest spirit. God, please touch him and take that pain away from him. Amen. I believe I knew that God could. And I prayed every day without ceasing. God, please touch him and take that. And he's here this morning, praise God, for glory to God. He helped him. Amen. Who did that? It wasn't me. It was God did that. Amen. Amen. It was God did that. We pray believing that we shall receive. Amen. You even have to be committed in your prayer life. Man, it can't be something flippant. It's got to be real. Praise God. We've got to have a stability in our lives. And it gives us that satisfaction. It takes us out of the realm of sin and puts us in the realm of righteousness for his name's sake. Amen. Praise God. When you're a child of God, pray, it don't mean that we just continue to go in the way that we've always been going. Amen. The Bible says, well, we cease from sin. Amen. We no longer follow in that route. And I know the Bible says we've all sinned, come short of glory of God. We're all sinners. We're apt to sin. Amen. But the Bible also teaches that we're not to continue in sin. Amen. Let me show you something right quickly. Romans chapter number 6. Romans chapter number 6, verse number 1. If you go back to verse number 5, verse number 20, verse number 19, he said, for as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. That one is Jesus, by the way. Amen. If one man that sinned is Adam, one man that was by one man made righteous was Christ. He said, moreover, the law entered that once that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. That as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. He said, by law, praise God, we were caught up in death. But through grace, praise God, that unmerited favor of God, we were purchased out of sin unto the Lord Jesus Christ himself, who knew no sin. Amen? And he says this. Paul asked a question in verse number 6. Now, chapter 6 and chapter 7 of the book of Romans, you ought to read them when you get time. We don't have time today to go through all that. I'd like to. If you've got time, we spend about an hour and a half here. But we'll not do that today. We'll do it another day. But Paul was caught up in this because sin would want to reign in his heart, praise God. He said, but the Holy Spirit was guiding me in a different direction. He said, I was in a battle betwixt the two. So are me and you. And this is what he had asked in verse number 1 of chapter 6. He said, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? He said, should we just keep sinning so that God's grace, is an unmerited favor, just has to keep pushing through and pushing us on? He said, God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Amen? He said, how can we live in sin, praise God, if we've been saved, praise God, by the Savior who knew no sin? He said, know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death. Amen? He said, Jesus Christ became sin. We died in the Lord Jesus Christ. We died out of sin. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. See, we die out to sin. Amen? When we get saved, that's why we have what we call believer's baptism. Amen? We get saved. Being baptized won't save you. Amen? You get saved by the mark of grace of God. Holy Ghost deals with your heart. The Word of God goes in your head. Amen? The Holy Ghost works it, nudges it, and nokes it down into your heart. And then you realize that you're a sinner and you need a Savior, and that Savior is Jesus. And we accept him as that Savior, and he saves us by his marvelous grace. And then what we do is we go and we say, I want to be baptized, a believer's baptism. I want to die out to the world and sinfulness of it and rise up in newness of life in Jesus Christ, my Savior. Amen. Amen. That's what Paul's saying here to him in Romans. He says, praise God. He said, we can make a commitment when we die out to sin, die for Jesus, praise God, like he died for us, and live for him, praise God, eternally. He said, for if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Now watch this. He said, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, and henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Amen? So that we die out to the world, and we live for Christ. Amen. We live in the righteousness of Christ. So we see Paul as he's ministering to us here. And praise God. He said that God takes us out for his glory. Amen. And he ministers to our hearts, and we begin to minister for him. We begin to live for Christ. Amen. It's a simple thing. Even a little child can do it. We've seen the young ladies get up here this morning and sing for Jesus. Amen. Praise God. That's a wonderful thing. We ought to all be willing to do that. Amen. We ought to all hit the choir and lift up our voices for sing praises of him. The psalmist said, praise ye the Lord. Amen. He said, praise the Lord and praise ye the Lord. We ought to be praising the Lord for all his goodness and his mercy. So Paul brings this down. He breaks this down in verse number 13 of 2 Timothy chapter number 1. He tells us this. He said, hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. He said, praise God, hold on to the words of God. Hold on to the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Make it near and dear to your heart, praise God. He said, that good thing which was committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Ghost which dwelleth in us. I want you to notice what Paul said here to Timothy. He said, hold fast the form of sound words, the gospel of Jesus Christ, that true gospel. You've heard, and it's in faith and love, which is Christ Jesus. That good thing which was committed unto thee. Now think about that. He said, Jesus Christ has committed his love unto you. He said, Jesus Christ has committed faith unto us that we might believe. He said, that good thing that's committed, if Jesus Christ was willing to make a commitment for us, a commitment for you, shouldn't we be able to make a commitment for him? Amen. To commit ourselves to him, to make a commitment for him. Praise the Lord. I want to ask, this morning, I just wonder, what have we committed? What have we been willing to commit to the Lord? Amen. What have we been willing to commit? And what have we been willing to commit to? You know, we're willing to commit to a lot of things. Amen. But how much are we willing to commit to the Lord? Say, you know what? I think I'll just go with God. I think I'll just put my faith and trust in the Lord. Praise God. Are we committed to our salvation? To what we say we have in Christ Jesus the Lord? Is He our Lord and Savior? Is He the master of your soul? Is that leading, guiding force, praise God, that moves us along, that enables us, praise God, and helps us every step of the way? Amen. Being committed is what makes the difference. When we commit to Him, praise God, He helps us to be committed to everything else. Because He is that hope, that joy, that peace, praise God. He is that commitment when we commit ourselves to Him. He begins to make that difference. He begins to take us out of that old person that we are and make us that new creature in Christ Jesus the Lord. Amen. New creation for His glory. Amen. I'm not the person I used to be. Amen. Somebody said one time, "So, well, I'm saved, but I can drink all the liquor I want to." He said, "Really?" He said, "Yeah, but God changed my want to's. So I don't want to." Amen. Because God Almighty saved me, and I knew it was wrong to drink liquor when I was lost. And I'm sure not going to partake when I'm saved. Amen. He's changed me from the inside out. I'm a new creature, a new creation. And God told me not to mess with anything that addles your mind to where I can't think about Him, to where He get all the glory. What are you saying, Pastor? Yeah, I said we ought to have our mind and our whole mind, body, soul, and spirit committed to Him. Amen? Committed to Him. Praise God. And then He'll help us to keep all those other commitments. Those commitments that we make day by day, what we try to do. Amen? And it's good to have those. It's good to have a commitment. I mean, to different things and different avenues. And I mean, it's important. But the most important thing is a commitment to Him. What brings glory to His name. And then He moves in and takes control of every situation. Amen. He's there with you in the presence of those situations. So that when it comes that hard time, that dark hour, amen. As Miss G said, just shut your eyes and say, "Jesus, Jesus, Jesus," because He's there with you. Amen. He's there with you. And He'll help you. He'll bring that peace that passes understand will just come right into where you're at. You say, what does it take? It just takes being committed to Him. Putting our faith and trust in Him. Believing in Him. Trusting in Him. Relying on Him. It makes all the difference. It makes all the difference. But are we really committed today? Are we willing to make a commitment? See, what's wrong with the world today? There's nobody really willing to make a commitment. Amen. We won't commit ourselves to the Lord. And we won't commit ourselves to hardly anything. But we just continue in our own pernicious ways. Instead of lining up with God and saying, "Lord, just help me, show me the way You want us to go. And help me to walk therein." A lot of times we don't make the right decisions because we don't comprehend, know what the result will be. That's why we got to make them with the Lord Jesus Christ. And say, "Lord Jesus, I'm going to do this best of my ability to make the right choice. And Lord, I need You to be there with me to help me to make that choice work for Your glory." And guess what? He will. He will. From the saving of a soul to setting up a home, a family, giving you work, whatever's needed. God said, "If you'll commit yourself to Me, I'll commit Myself to you." He already has. Amen. It's our turn. It's yours and my turn. To make that commitment to Him. Amen.